Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. On this Monday, I am thinking about how lucky President Trump is, the violent protesters and their sympathizers in the media, and the National Basketball Association may very well hand the president a victory in November, as I spell out in my new column on BillO'Reilly.com. There is no question that many voters do not fully approve of Mr. Trump, and with the pandemic still unresolved, that should be enough to defeat him. But Joe Biden has totally botched his response to radical violence and continues to come across as weak in the face of vexing problems. As Mr. Biden might say, come on, man, you've got to have some solutions. He doesn't, at least not so far. After reporting for 46 years, I know this. Americans do not want violent chaos, socialism, or weak leadership. Senator George McGovern lost big to Richard Nixon in 1972, despite the Vietnam War controversy and protests everywhere. Today, violent radicals are helping the very person they despise the most. And President Trump knows it. He made civil disorder a centerpiece in his nomination speech last week. And he will campaign on two things: that he can revive the economy after COVID, and that he will stop the madness and chaos in the streets. Now this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.